Blog Talk Radio.
Move it, and instead, here it is. Something comes up.
Hello, you're listening to New Way of Being, hosted by. We are very, very disappointed in how Canada treats certain people, people of color. They're vicious, they're disrespectful, spend their time playing games, and you can't see. They mistreat people of color as if they have no right to live and they're the animals in the bunch. This is how human beings are being treated. The African females who work in Walmart, they seem as if they're very uncomfortable and that they're there to do whatever Walmart tells them. And the Oriental people there and all those people that I'm seeing, even all the people brought to do things, they're terrorized. This is the kind of thing that one is going through every single minute of lives in Canada. And Canada is not very nice in general. And the problem is government needs to put them in the corner and continue to practice a lot of them that are destroying many of us. And no government has to decide that no one has a right to recognize the rights of all beings and themselves. No one has a right to be interfering and terrorizing human beings for speaking about the things that is being done in Canada by the Canadian government using foot soldiers. Like the military, police, doctors, lawyers, everyone. You, wherever you go, they attack. Because Canada set it up to do this to you and your whole body is hurting. And they continue the attacks. They don't. If you look at the movies, you will see how vicious they have become. The more vicious you see them and you think it's fun, you do go through it in real life and see what it is like. It's very, very terroristic. It's evil. It destroys your body. It destroys your mind. You know what they did? They disfigured my mouth. And before they did that, they were telling me that they were going on the air. I believe radio or the computer, through the computer. That they were going to set up one side of my face to be more robotic. And that's why they took out three of my teeth in the front and used my husband to help them. Realized that it was me they were speaking to, but for some reason, my instincts told me it might have been me they were speaking of. You know, a lot of things happening that it's all in their minds, but many times it's not all in their minds. It's what we're seeing and what has been happening and what the government has been doing since Mr. Trudeau took over. Not only did it get bad, it got worse. What is a military doing? So, to come and light their cars right in front of the house as if we're doing something wrong. These are the people that have been terrorized. Use the courts because the courts, they're not there for anyone. They're there for themselves to control all of us, all of you. And they do not want to pay the money since I left all those messages. I also ran Leader and John Caruso to inform them that they have to pay us the money so we can leave here. And because the government hasn't done anything, Lena and John has not answered our calls, normally called answered our calls. But lately, since of what they have been doing, and their family and how they have been treating me, it told me that, and then a sudden interest in my husband, landlords, and this is how we were being treated. This is the kind of stuff that is wrong. People should not be doing this to others. You should not be treated like a to them. This is an unfair thing to do, and many of you don't even realize that practically all of you are attacking and abusing this family, abusing me, abusing our daughter in all different ways. Wherever we go, wherever I go with my family, I'm being persecuted by them, by everybody. No matter where we go. These are things that should not be done. Makeup, if I want to. Me, how I'm supposed to look, because Caucasian women set up to act as if they're superior. I want them to know one thing. If they're superior, I'm superior over them because I'm the one who gave them their lives. All of you. So you need to be more respectful to those who have been there. Is it? And help those who are suffering and recognize that, yes, it's my right to do so. Because I'm bringing in any twisted form of behavior that you are bringing in. You are destroying the whole society, calling yourselves the government. And Lena and John, you got what you wanted, Mr. Trudeau, to run. And yes, he's running like hell. He's leaving us to suffer in all different ways. And not just that. They've also been allowing the military to enter our home, and they've been doing it from the beginning anyway, along with other people, according to them. To come and terrorize and torture my daughter? Signs of hell. And a whole society sits back and allows this to continue? Where I came from, no one would allow this kind of stuff to continue. They will stand up and start protesting. They are raping openly, using their technology. Body. This is someone that I took my time and my quality of thing I put to my family. And this is how I treat people. You can't persecute people and then tell them how they act and do things. You have to understand that if you did it, you need to stop it. And the government is for all of this. There's no shadow government. They are the ones that are doing the shadow in the background to people like us. They're prejudiced. Nobody's business. It shows in the manner in which they don't even pay attention to the things that are going on, the wrongs that are going on. They allow it to go on because they're the ones who set it up. That's a whole gang thing going on. That's why they have a big gang. They can now do what they want with you, and this is what they're doing to this family. This is what they did to my daughter on her birthday. Raped her, brought all kinds of people to do damage to her and set her up to be persecuted night and day. Can't sleep. Well, no, they forced her to eat. They set her up. The machine that they're using is forcing people to do things that they normally would not do. And they're using it everywhere we go. And use anybody and everybody to turn on us for no reason other than what they told them or the impulse they gave them to do this. We are a family of beings. Some of us, mother gods. I was not. I dreamt, and then created your world and many others. You gave them different names, and then you come and you expect me to tell you what the names are, and you have names about our universe, and about the universe. That is occupying all the universes. There are many layers in this universe that you don't know about. And you would not be able to go in because you're doing all the wrong things. Destroys people rather than helps them. You want to control the people. And that is something that is wrong. And using the military and all to terrorize a family that did nothing to you, but is speaking about qualities that you achieve and also be treated in and under. Without being disrespected in war, using their all kinds of problems, and they're acting as if they're mentally ill, when you're not mistreating them, and they're behaving like that, because this person that is in here attacking me right now is using his the technology right now and attacking me. You can't even come into the room. You will think I'm crazy because there's nobody there but me. If you only understand and look and you recognize, many of you are aware of it, that they're and you saw it in movies too. These are the things that they're able to do, tell you, and they did not want anyone to know. But it got leaked out by the certain things that was taking place all through this family's life. My husband in his own country and me in my own country. I used to teleport myself to where he was in order to watch over him at times. And also Michael Jackson. No one knew about it. But I have been, these are things that I can't even do anymore because of what has been done. Your government has been trying to break out of. I've regenerated many times over in my past when they killed me. 16 times. I will leave when I'm ready to leave. Right now, we need to have you do the right thing and stop this insanity, because these people are insane, because they're going everywhere that person goes to terrorize this person and the family intentionally so that they can drive you crazy or you go mad and kill other people so that they can now take you in and kill you or put things in your drinks and all kinds of stuff to kill you, destroy your health, putting things in the nostrils, bacteria, putting it in the mouth, in the ears, different places, saying that they were telling others to tell us that they would put bed bugs in the air. These people are insane. This is the kind of government you have running things. When people are allowing this kind of insanity to go on, it means that that person is disabled. They're not doing the things that are needed to protect the people, but they're now turning the people who were here long before any systems came about to control the people and take over their lives, totally turn them into criminals, turn them into people of all kinds of insanity when they're in how they conduct themselves personally. They act as if they're off their minds. I've never seen people behave so irresponsible. Not just irresponsible, there's a word for it, insane. Who they can steal and who they can play games with and right in front of you or behind your back or anywhere they choose. This is what your government is setting up wherever we go. This is the kind of stuff we are living under. And then you are trying to tell us how we are supposed to say things. You come and go through what all of you have been putting us through, and we will show you what it feels like and why you become that way. You are terrorizing my child who has done nothing to anyone. That's what your government is doing under all kinds of insanity conditions that they set up some time ago because they were terrorizing me in my own country. They did it in a part of the United States because the United States and them are in bed with each other, let's put it that way. They want everyone to be sleeping around, and you know, these are the same people who are calling me a prostitute, a whore. Why? Because they set up to destroy my life. Then they had someone there that was raping me and I could not get any kind of help from them. And whatever he says, they come to check me and act as if I'm doing something wrong. Where did they get that kind of behavior from? Who is telling them that no one has the right to be angry when they have put them through that themselves? Their prejudice is killing a lot of beings. Has got to stop. This insanity must stop. And I want it stopped immediately, and I want my money paid so I can leave your insane asylum. I don't care about these people. And Nina and John Caruso, you are disrespect to life because of the things that you tried to do to both my husband and me. And your father, you set up here to come and play the same game so I don't go outside when he comes. You'll need to do the right things and stop terrorizing this family. And you need to pay the money that we paid you for rent. And when you raise the rent, after we told you that, then you need to pay that back too. And not only that, you also have to pay for what you have these people do to us inside of this house, that we have made sure that you have your money paid. And instead, you raise the rent right when I took. and that we will have to be paid. Yep. And also for the injuries that we have received from you and your husband and from the rest of those the government was using to do damage to all of us. If the government won't listen, then we will have to make sure, and we can't go to your courts. We are the courts. You know why? Because we are the ones who have been dealing with things in the manner in which does not harm anyone. You have damage. You didn't care what you did to us, but you want to tell us how we are supposed to do it to please you. You need to go and get yourself a life. It's not how you treat people. You've been doing it to us enough. We had no life because of what you did to us. You want slaves, and you got a lot of them. You leave us alone and pay us our money so we get out of your stupid country. And it's not even yours. I own it. And yet I'm being treated as if I'm some kind of viper and some kind of problem. Y'all could go ahead and behave. I can't afford it. Y'all are the ones doing it to us. You are going along with a government that is mentally ill in their behavior towards human beings. And now Mr. Trudeau has the wheel. And he has been treating them badly just as well, and add more to it. We are being raped, kicked, terrorized, punched, all kinds of stuff. They're doing it in front of me to show me they can do what they want to my daughter. Slap her across the face. I want this resolved. The court is now over. You need to pay us our money, and you need to get us out of here. And I would advise that you call us and let us know how these conditions will work. And stop sending the mayor, who would not even answer our calls, to come and tell us things that we are not going to go along with him because we can't trust him. He showed us that he's not trustworthy, as well as the people in your society. You have Walmart terrorizing people of color, mistreating them and bringing them in when they think that people will now think they're prejudiced. They're showing their prejudice even more now. And their jealousy trying to force me to put on makeup in the manner in which they decide I should, they got another thing coming. You don't own me. I own myself. You want to be held as slaves? That's your problem. But don't take it out on me because of an insane government that you are allowing to do this kind of damage to human beings. And yes, you have to pay for the injuries, Lena, that you and your husband caused upon us in this house. That's the law. And you're supposed to keep your law and do the right thing. Pay us all of our rent back, the money that you charge after we told you that what is taking place and that we would like our money returned to us so we can get out of here and go and find a place to live, a decent place out of this insane society. We want nothing to do with your society because your society does not care about the rights of all beings. And you're using my will to do this. This is wrong. You need to start dealing with the reality of what you did to this family all of their lives. And you need to pay that money, you and the United States. Cut it in half and pay it together. Or you can pay it as you're supposed to, right away. But we need to have that money. We do not have a life here. This life has to be changed because we are not the prisoners. Y'all are the prisoners. Because y'all are the ones who have been doing the damage to this family, not us. So you need to pay the money. Court is over. It's a sad thing when human beings come into a world thinking that they will be making their decisions only to find out that somebody took over their lives and is controlling their lives in every way while calling them all kinds of bad names and destroying their lives, their bodies, their hair, their skin, their happiness. And make it creating a way in which they can now use them as slaves. You don't have slaves. You're using these people as slaves, and they don't even know it. And yes, you do have slaves, the ones that are allowing you to treat them that way. I'm a being of living light. And what you don't like is the fact that the Avatar is a developed being. And not only is she developed, she's beautiful. She can wear anything and look good. And that's what you can't have. It's only about you. Took away the length. Your jealousy couldn't stop. You think you have a right to all the other people that you have, and the other people do not have the right to have any, and you want them to look in a light that other people, you want others to see them in? I also saw how the Oriental people were treating African people. I was very disappointed. I love all of you, every single one of you. And you're doing this kind of evil in your movies, and you're sending children to be raped because they're wearing their cute little short skirts. Come on, they're babies. Let them live without having to be tormented by old men who can't. The children are being. It's not fair. And the problem is that sometimes I wish I could hit you because you're so bad in your behavior. You're twisted when you become that way and you do the damage to people and then have the arrogance to treat them as if you're superior. You've got to be kidding. Your superiority has no way in your lives because you're throwing your garbage at everybody. At least everybody of color. That's the kind of beings that you have been. And then you're stealing your husbands and didn't care. You're gluttonous and you're egotistical. You need to think in a way in which brings people together. What you're doing is literally destroying people, killing them for out of lies and all kinds of insanities that you want to do to them because they won't open up for you. You need to get yourself some recognizing. Don't have the right to one person. That one person must be your soulmate, where you help everything else around you to grow properly because you have respect for yourself and your family. Instead of running all over the place acting as if you know something and everything is just turning into gook and your evil developed because of it. All the stuff that you're doing that is doing damage to others and acting as if nobody can behave properly, and now you're trying to force this family to do the bad, one wrong thing to protect themselves, which is the right thing, because you don't help them, you don't care about them, and you treat them as if you don't care. You've been terrorizing this family, using the police, using everybody, anybody, everywhere. And no matter where they go, these are the people who are setting it up to do this damage to them. Your government in Canada and in the United States. They've been doing it for all of her life. From the day she was born till now. You need to make changes. You need to be more responsible. They're not responsible men. Sleeping around and doing this kind of damage, look what it has done to people. Look what people have become because of it. They're gluttonous for money, gluttonous for sex, treat women like garbage as if, you know, they're dime a dollar. And they think that you must go with them because they called you while you're superior to them? No, you're not. As a matter of fact, if you don't look close enough, you'll realize that she's your very most beautiful mother. She's the one who will nurture you and care about all of you without doing anything that undermines anyone. She's the one who has been there for all of you. And she's the one who's there for you now. So who gave you the right to treat her as if she's some kind of low life because she comes in a nationality that you have been abusing and terrorizing? It's time for you to wake up to reality. The rights of other people. Holding them as prisoners and then torturing them to death night and day 24/7. Cutting their hair. Trying to blind them. And you have, to a certain degree, she can't see as well. This is what these people have been doing, and this is what, if one person had done just one thing to anybody else in the Caucasian race and European race, the first thing would have been done, you would have seen them, the person, especially the one of someone of color, you would see how they would be treated, kicked around and do all kinds of bad things too. This is the kind of stuff that police are doing today and are threatening the avatar on and has been. And this is what is being done to her while they threaten her about doing those things, the same things that is being done, night and day. This is how they torment and torture you. She goes to sleep in terror and gets up in terror. Her daughter is going through even worse now because they're terrorizing that young lady. It's time that y'all take the action to stop this kind of insanity, because any other day is just too many days. It's Christmas, and this is how they're being treated? She was born on Christmas as Jesus. Died at Christmas as Jesus.
Well, born, sorry.
This is what y'all have been doing. When she came, she's being treated, and that's why her mother was treated that way too. That's why her siblings were being treated that way. Not only prejudice, but prejudice of the fact that they came as people of color. Yes, they came to see what is happening to beings in their own, in that realm. And they saw things happening that told them that someone must come back and deal with these areas too. And that's why the Avatar was born, to do this job. So you can deny her, to say whatever you want while you praise up the churches and make it sound like you really love them, but when in reality, none of you even gave a damn. You don't know how to love. Your love is just, you know what you do for love. You think that's love. You've turned yourself into hideous creatures. You can stop it. Stop the reign of terror and start treating people productively, responsibly, respectfully, caringly. It's a sad thing when you see the prejudice just hanging everywhere. Jealousy is a hell of a thing too, with the prejudice and the jealousies and the ignorance and the so-called thinking you have a right to control people and call them part of a herd. I think your government needs to get themselves some intelligence. They're using your money the wrong way, and you know it. They're even using it on you. You're giving them too much tax. You have the tax, the cuts of the taxes, and let them deal with the thing on their own. No more tax. Or they will murder you by that, with all of that stuff that they're doing. They won't stop there. Their ego gets bigger and bigger, and they want to kill more and do more damage to people. That's the kind of people you have out there. They call an army. It's the military. But it's not. It's really a gang. And all the others that they have connected to it. Gangs, gang members. They do a lot of evil. Their behavior, their actions towards you, evil. Once in a while, you meet someone in between that is standing out because of the quality that they show. And it's very rare. And they play all kinds of games. And they're set up to play games. This is what they have been doing to this family. A family who has been tormented and tortured all of their lives because of these people who have been doing it to them wherever they were. It will happen no more, because whatever country they go to, they'll make sure that there's no one of any Caucasian European race in there. Or she go and create her own land and live on it and set up her own barriers and protections for themselves. But you need to pay that money. My clock is running. I can't afford to wait until you decide you need family and let them know what is going to be done. Because they should not be going through this behavior, this treatment inside of this house. And Gina, you're going to have to pay for the things that you allow to take place in knowing it was beginning, setting it in the attic or maybe inside of the house. You just didn't realize that someone was there. So you will have insanity to be stopped and this family to be freed because they've done nothing wrong. And the government needs to stop setting up families to be destroyed. They are the criminals. They are the ones who have been doing damage to a lot of beings for no reason other than prejudice, greed, and the last one, insanity. Because it takes insanity to do this kind of damage to other people. That's why they said there's no evil. Because in all of it. And if you look at Skyrim, how it's set up, how it was set up. We weren't doing it on the Nexus to play the game. We bought our game and found out later on we have to connect with them to get the game. I mean, come on, they download it in your computer. And that's how they were able to get into our computer and cause us almost a lot of problems. Too. And every time we went to Skyrim, we were being tormented. But we did a lot of things like create homes and or redesign the homes that were there and gave them a better look, gold and different types of stuff, give the place a nice look and. Yeah, and the landscape, and we tried to do different things. At times, the world just went apart. So we had to redo and all of that. But Skyrim helped us in different areas, too. We had to redo it again and get this stuff done. It's working it was working very well, but we haven't gone there because of the persecutions where we go. They even were getting in contact with the people who were coming into our game and giving us a hard time, tormenting. We had no freedom, no rights. We went to City Girl. We were doing a show, stuff there, game there. City Girl started mistreating us too. Stardolls also. You know, fashion designer. But fashion designer seems kind of cool now. They're behaving really nice at times. And I like that. But they still have Blinky, the one who throws up her hair. I can't stand that girl. She's an awful human being. Her behavior is really taunting and irresponsible. And does not know how to conduct herself. And it's too bad because they're putting me. Yes. So wherever we turned, we were being terrorized. It did not matter where we went. I'm not kidding you. These things will stop. You cannot expect people to be. Take the time to study what you're doing in these problems because you're turning people into warped. It's valuable and very helpful to the future of all of you. I don't want to hear more than this show. This kind of help is not good. And you should be putting anybody in hell. Forcing them to live away in a way in which it's not your right. You're not even allowing the family to have time to be together. You're a bad government. You don't think for people. You have to allow people to think for themselves. And this way, they can come up with ideas that will give this place a better look, have people living better, and everyone wins. You need to stop being the kind of beings that undermines each other's lives, okay? Love you all. Take care of yourselves. Remember, you have to do the right thing. I want to see when I go out there that you call me out if you want to, and I'll answer you. I'll say hi and treat you respectfully. If you don't want to, that's okay too. But don't expect me to look at you or say anything to you because all of you, it appears, that have been attacking and abusing me, using your cars, using your horns, using your government vehicles, using your police, your everybody. I guess they would say evil kung fu. And when someone is like that, try to understand why they are like that. It's not because it's their natural way of being. It's because they've been tormented and tortured. They've been persecuted in different ways. These people attack the head, attack the neck, attack the back. Every area in your body is attacked. this is the evil that is coming out. And this is the evil that will never be. No one should. As I said, goodbye. Sorry. Let's say something for you just to make you feel better.
Hey. Okay, that's important for us to speak about. Okay. You're listening to New Wave Being, hosted by Avatar Electron Family on Block Talk Radio. Mahogany, would you like to speak about what's happening to you? Well, the persecution. She's been inhabited by different people who come in into the house and terrorize her from inside her body. And the government set that up. And this is what Mahogany is going through. She's terrorized night and day. They're trying to force us to leave the prison that we are in. But we cannot leave. We have no money. We need our money in order to leave this insane asylum. And your government needs to pay the money. And they owe us that money because we've been terrorized all our lives, because this government and the United States have been terrorizing us in our country and in the United States for a small area. And then they also called Canada to terrorize us, to give me landed immigrancy and then terrorize me all through the time. And that's what has been happening since I came into Canada. This is what our daughter... Goodbye. Yeah, I mean... by these people, they have been tormenting her, torturing her since she was born till now.
That is not the way to do things. And then trying to set me up as someone who hurt another child when I did not. And it's hitting my daughter because she saw. This is the kind of stuff that the government is doing to a lot of people of color, setting them up in all different ways to be a pit to appear like a criminal. Even Toronto attracted thing and had roadblocks and all kinds of things, police coming into different places to come check out. But these are the things that the government has been doing. They've been using the money in this. Human beings have a right to live. Especially when they know what their rights are too, because that way everybody will be able to start thinking in more the type of terms that helps everybody rather than destroy the whole society in order to control them. That's not good. No one should be controlling these people, and no one has a right to be coming here and undermining their rights. These acts done by the ones before them, the one that is here too, and they all can behave. You need to start dealing with these people. Right now, they're attacking my head. Right in the center of my hair, in the back, they're trying to cut off my hair. This is what the government is into, ladies and gentlemen. When the middle of the hair starts itching, I can tell because I don't have itching in my hair. And I never had headaches. Not only am I a god, but I'm dressing classy, conducting myself in a classy way. So they started attacking my feet and all over my body, and I what is my body? And in the United States, as I was a little child, this is what was happening, and this is what has opened up to me the reality of what was taking place all of my life in Canada, but also in Trinidad. And these people are coming unseen and doing all of this, and then they're setting it up to tell, make people think that we're crazy. That's why we're saying that. Not true. It's the truth that what has been done by Canada and the United States in our country, and one in Jamaica, where my husband was born, and that should not be going on. So we want to have your government be responsible for paying the money, since when people owe anything, that they, if they're in a house, they're kicked out and treated as if they're criminals and bad people, as if, and they wouldn't pay the people enough money for them to be able to look after themselves, look after the, I mean, come on, they literally set you up to fail. And then turn around and say it's because you don't have the whatever, and many people like you have succeeded. Well, they've succeeded because they did whatever they were told to do. And that's what the government wants. And we are not going to do whatever we're told to do if it's wrong and undermines another person. They're using all of you that way. You're now criminals. And you're responsible for the life and the persecution of this family too. But that does not mean that you should be put into this place, because the government is the one who hired you all. Or gave you a price. You do it or else. Right now, my hair is still itching in the middle, and now they're creating that on the top of my womb. On top of my head, they're doing this in order to lose more hair. This is a government list, ladies and gentlemen. When are you going to take actions to have this stopped? This is not a legal right of this government, and they have no right using code of silence, because they're the criminals. They set up code of silence so that they can get away with all kinds of things. You need to stop and look at what is happening, because you are the citizens of this land, and you need to start putting your feet down to this kind of insanity, because it's going to come to you sooner or later. Ladies and gentlemen, the government of Canada, run by Mr. Trudeau, is responsible for what is going on now. Before that, it was Mr. Harper, and then others before him, Jan and others. They were all doing this damage to me. They were coming and viewing me when I was going anywhere, and after a while, they started setting up people to attack me in different places. Well, I was going through different things at different times too. Hospitals, you know, different places. Had doctors coming on to me in front of my husband while he's giving me a needle. And if I don't play his game, I get hurt by the needle. So I couldn't play his game. I'm not like that. That's not my person. How I behave is treat people respectfully, and you will be treated respectfully. I've had that until the government started telling people, following us around, and what were these people called? Spies.
Informants.
Children, everybody, anybody. Yeah. And then setting up little girls to come by our front door and acting as if we are going to take them in and rape them and kill them. This is the kind of stuff. And then wherever we go, they were telling the stores, watch them, as if we're going to steal. They've been treating us like as if we are stealing other people's property. We don't do that. These are the things that your government has been doing to all of us. When they weren't attacking, they were setting up people to attack us and act as if it's just their prejudices. But the government were the ones that have been setting them up. And I will tell you over and over, and it's time for your government and your systems to stop this insanity. We are not going to tolerate any more of this. We will start fighting back. And we do not want to fight back. That's one of the reasons that I haven't done so. But you're putting our lives in danger, and you expect us to sit back and let them do whatever they want to us? While they torment and terrorize us everywhere we go, anything we do. And Lena and John, all they could think about is the money. Well, not John, I don't know about. I'm sorry, John, I call you in a little too many times and I wasn't you in certain areas. But this is unfair. That's not how you treat people. I've never mistreated anyone. But these men decided that I was supposed to pay attention to them. Why should I pay attention to them? They're destroying people in my culture. Why should I bother with people who are doing this damage to us? I'm not interested in being with anyone. I'm already married, for crying out loud. You know, I'm not one who wants you. You can't decide for me that you want me, so I must come and go with you and leave my husband, my partner, behind as if, you know, it's the right thing to do. In order for people to be loyal to each other, they must start with themselves. And that's what I have done. And your government did not like that. They wanted to destroy me for not doing what they want and coming and to go and get tea with them. And I saw where the tea was going. And I was not going to anybody to go anywhere with anyone that I don't know. You want to speak to me? Speak to me in person. You won't be afraid of me because I harm no one. But you all have been harming me and my family. Yep. And I see people of my culture, the one that I am from, being tormented and tortured. And you want to act as if the person who comes as a god must come in your culture. No, you're the one that is doing the damage to the people in other cultures.
Or their gender.
And the gender, the females.
Must be a male, right?
Always a male, but it's not really male. He's not a god, he's a female god. The original. No second to none. And all I could get from these people is that we are in the same bag. No, we're not. My thinking is entirely different in terms of certain areas that I unlocked as I went along. This is me in the fullest. You don't like me? Too bad. Your jealousy is what is causing your dislike. Nothing else.
Prejudice.
Yeah, and the prejudices that go with the jealousies. And you know something? I still love all of you. But I don't like
your personalities and how you've been used so easily to do damage to human beings who have done nothing wrong to any of you. But you've been doing a lot of damage to them for decades now. Your government needs to be locked up.
Or shut down.
Or shut down, thank you.
Out of business.
Yep.
Permanently.
If there's a real crisis, they wouldn't know how to deal with it because they don't deal with problems, they create them. And then turn around and act as if you are supposed to be a part of it. And try to force you into it. Bad people.
For all of your life, this is Andrew Gunn Kavanaugh, husband of Avatar, collector of the God who is here to bring all beings together, all life forms. For all of your life, you've been a target for those who have made themselves the oppressors and the tyrants over the lives of the mortal beings living on this planet.
Yeah.
Yet even though, in spite of what they've done to the human race and to the other races of beings living here,
mm-hmm.
you still continue to express your love for them. At the same time, you say that you do not like the way they behave.
Yes.
I guess people like me will wonder at some point if you just give up on these tyrants and have them just be removed from this planet and shipped away and eventually brought to justice and most likely terminated for good. So
human beings would not have been this way if it were not for the systems and what they did to them. But also, even from the almost at the beginning, they started the problems. The males started the problems. They should not have been running things from the beginning. They needed training. When they're trained, they will do great jobs. Just like a female who is trained properly will conduct herself in a manner in which shows that she's properly trained. And same thing with males. And the males have been short-circuited as children by the jobs that took place and robbed the families of their husbands and their wives. Well, at the time, it was just the husbands. And these people... what was I saying? Husband.
Oh.
By having them work too long in the day and they're going through the whole week, that's not fair. The family needs time to rest, to regenerate their bodies.
Yes.
And if they're not allowed that time, they will age faster.
Yes.
And what these people want is slaves, and that's what they have, slaves. And they want to turn y'all into the slaves that they have turned others into. And y'all wouldn't buy into that. Even though you were prepared to work, you were going through the stuff that blocked y'all is the interference by men and women in the workplace who thought that they had a right to go after whatever they want to, and whether he's married or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the wrong kind of format of thinking that undermines the rights of other people. And this is why these areas of intelligence should be looked at and studied, because it's something that works. You have to stop harming anyone. You have to stop cheating them. You have to stop lying to them. You have to stop putting out things for them to put in paper so that you can now use it and call it espionage and all kinds of names that make you look and think that you're so important because of it, because you're really the ones that are doing the criminal acts to set up people to become that way.
Mm.
Your police was doing it. Your military was doing it.
Government intelligence
was doing it. Yes, you all were doing undermining things.
And these things created these problems. And then the parents were not allowed to train their kids anymore because they were too busy working. And then the loss of the marriages that the government also destroyed. Many of them will not stay married because they have the freedom to sleep with whoever they want to, even if they're married. That's not good. People should be more intelligent to recognize that when you do that, you destroy everything, even the quality of life for people after a while. And that's what you're in the process of doing right now. First, it's the African people.
Mm.
And then next thing, it would be those you don't like in your own race.
Yes.
And then other races that you don't like because of your own prejudices and insecurities. That's what is causing all of this. All the wrong things that causes the insecurity. They're tormented and tortured the avatar's life for just being doing the right thing in the jobs and different places, sending men to after her to go with her, and she wasn't interested.
Mm.
Her job is not to sleep around. Her job is to do the things that would help all beings to come together and work in a way in which they can trust each other. I can see that happening everywhere. All of you are not really that bad, but you're doing really evil things. And you became evil because of it. But you weren't like that before. It's when you started the systems, it's when all of this started getting out of hand. You became gluttonous and greedy. And you started rubbing the people, and they saw you were rubbing them, and some of them rub you back.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what you did to them. And you wanted to take it out on them, so you set it up so that they'll pay more and more taxes. And now you're using the taxpayers' money to abuse and terrorize people in their country, even some of their citizens there. It's a sad thing when that's all you can do. Spend your time not working, but have everybody else your slaves. And all what you do is spend your time going into people's homes, checking to see what they have, what you can steal, going into the banks and getting whatever you want. Using certain things to make the bankers think it's the same person. These are the things that have been taking place that you are not aware of. But believe it or not, they have been going on.
Hmm.
And many others. So you need to start looking at things at the point of view where you study everything. Say nothing for a while until you understand what is going on, and many of you are aware of it. Many of you were kept silent, simply because they don't want the courts to know, or the courts is a part of it, and they're also hiding this to help the government to get away with what they're doing. From the time the avatar was modeling, they used people in her culture to steal her products, her clothes, her coats, and so on.
Yes.
And her father, husband wanted to lavish her with pretty things because she was pretty. And
magnetic and radiant.
And they want to tell her, they're treating her that way, the avatar, and they want to have her do what they want, and without her making a decision for herself. She has a right to make a decision. They force decisions on you. Do you know that? You look at those things that they're telling you to fill out. All of these things that they're telling you to fill out are wrong, because they're using it against many people, if not all of you already. Start looking at what is going on. Start dealing with the issues so that you can live better, so that all this would stop. This should not be going on. No one here did anything wrong for them to be treated in this manner. And even if they did, this was not something that you do to people. They're inhuman. They only know how to attack. They do not know how to deal with issues, and also they can't speak. And apparently, they swear a lot.
Who's that?
These same people.
Hmm.
Military, whatever
they have
here.
The language,
all of them.
Crude and
not all of them, most of them.
Yeah.
And they're reckless and think they're macho and all of that. And they're not anything. What they are is just a bunch of bullies, terrorists. While they call you the terrorist, they're in the background setting up the terrorism for you. They're the real terrorists. They call their family the terrorists. Guess why? Because this family wouldn't do what they want, but that was wrong. So they decided to set them up to one to kill the other, or one to kill the family.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no way. That's my family. I love them. They stay with me. That's part of my family.
get it. And they went and added more things. They were putting all kinds of stuff in her, their food and so on. They poisoned her maybe 3-4 times, Andrew?
Yes. Food poisoning.
Sold them, forced them to buy fruits that were deteriorating. And she was telling that one, don't buy it. You can't buy it. It's not good. He wouldn't listen. Some of them he brought, and guess what? They suffered for it.
Overripe.
Not overripe alone. It was spoiled, overripe, and all kinds of stuff. And no one should be buying grapes with spoiled pieces inside of there. They should take out all the spoiled pieces because they shouldn't be paying for that. And they should allow the people to get fresh fruits without any bad ones in there. No one need to buy the bad ones. No one should be paying money for things that that something is wrong with. You take it out, you change it, and you put something else in its place. The same thing. One that is that isn't rotting. That's terrible when you can do that to human beings. Life was meant to live, not for governments and systems to take over the people's lives and treat them like they're less than and steal their money and go into their home and rape their families, and they don't even know all of this is going on. And also use something to take out the sperm so that no one will recognize what was happening, what happened. They put you under, and they do this using something they said is a spacecraft.
Yeah. Then they're using this technology not only to invade and occupy homes of innocent citizens, but also to invade and inhabit their bodies and to violate it and control their minds and their brain and their functions without these people realizing that they've been inhabited. And that they've been controlled from inside their own bodies by these unseen human beings, when cloaked off in invisibility, using futuristic technology that gives them the capabilities to do these awful things to human beings. Yeah.
And call them test subjects.
Yeah.
Why are you using tests on people who haven't said okay to that or wasn't even told about that? And they like to give you forms to fill out. I think you need to stop that because it's using a lot of paper and it's creating a lot of problems in the environment.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that your government is into, ladies and gentlemen. Terrorism. So when you're calling terrorists, human beings in the place terrorists, think about what terrorists really means instead of speak ignorantly and call people terrorists that are not terrorists, that are being terrorized by you, many of you, if not all of you. They terrorize you and they want you to tell you what you can and cannot say. No, you have a right to say what you want to because it's your right. Terrorizing our daughter, terrorizing my husband, you know, setting it up to make sure that they do him in.
They tried to kill me.
We had to go and they were supposed to wait for us and we go with them, and they went and took him to the hospital, and when we went there, the desk lady was mistreating me, as if I don't even know the lady, and she's mistreating me.
No, St. Catherine's General Hospital.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something else, and a lot of places are dumpy in Canada. It's not even looked after and cleaned up. You know how much how well this place should be looking? They're using money to do damage to people rather than cleaning up the place properly. Now they have trillions to pay.
Isn't it hundreds of trillions?
Yes, well, that's why I said trillions.
Yeah. Massive debt.
Yes.
A massive crime.
Yes. A family that has done nothing to anyone. And they've been using a lot of people, even their family, to humiliate and degrade them for no reason.
The crimes against family for all of our lives. and crimes against the human family for all of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason why the debt being imposed on the Canadian and the American government has grown to become so massive, because of the massive crimes being committed against innocent, exemplary family headed by a god, and massive crimes have been committed against the human family across the surface of the planet for, let's say, hundreds of years, to put it in the recent context. And the other mortal races have been sharing this planet with Mother Earth, the massive crimes have been committed against them.
Yeah.
So the Avatar, who is the god of all gods, comes here, and after spending a lifetime trying to speak to the human population and being blocked from doing so, has reached a point where she now has told the federal government of Canada, especially, and the U.S., that they have this massive debt to pay for the crimes they've been committing against our family, the human family, and the other families living on this planet.
Yeah.
And the beings for a number of generations and more. Yep.
Yeah.
So those are the reasons for the debt owed to this family, to the human family that the Avatar is going to be looking after, especially those devalued, diminished, both people of color, in particular people of African heritage, natives, Hispanic, women in general, whom she intends to use this massive payment collected from the U.S. government and the Canadian government to uplift, empower,
and upgrade.
And upgrade the lives of our family to begin with, and the families of millions of human beings on this planet who have been deprived of the right, the opportunity, and the means to be able to live their lives without having to suffer and struggle and experience all kinds of blocks and desecration throughout their lives. So the massive debt that is now owed comes from these massive crimes done to different people, this family, the human family, the Earth family, and the debt is then due, and it's grown because they've ignored what she's stolen for at least a decade now, about a debt that's owed to her and the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown from about 10 million or something to start. It's now over hundreds of millions, hundreds of trillions. And as the Avatar said, this debt has to be paid, and paid in full, by the American government and the Canadian government to the Avatar and the family, so that she can then use this payment to look after her own family, and that the human family, those especially who have been deprived, depressed, denigrated, oppressed, and other beings, she understands it.
Yeah.
But that owed and asked for was not something that was just made up out of our heads. It's one that's been
going on for some time.
Well, it's been growing from the crimes and wrongs being done over the decades to this family and to other families like us, forced to live as prisoners and pawns and puppets of establishment and those protections.
Well, they tried to kill.
Oh, yeah, and they have killed.
That's true. But, trying to kill in this since we came here.
Oh, yeah. What?
Well, since we came into since I came into Canada.
Yeah, they've killed you 16
yes.
different times, flatline dying.
Yes. Torturing my brain with screams and all kinds of stuff. You remember what those men were doing?
Yeah, in the park.
Yeah.
And the cab was pumping up, and that was not alert enough.
Yeah.
Tired, was sleepy, or both. So I didn't hear.
They wouldn't listen to the problems because they were the ones who were creating the problems with the people in the background.
Yeah.
So once I understood things from this, the point of view that I do, because I've looked at all areas, they became exhausted after a while because I looked at everything.
No stone.
Yes. And so I am coming to you with information that you all haven't been able to see because of the fact that you've been so busy. And haven't had the time to think for yourself. You have other people thinking for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Thanks, hon. Yeah, that's why I did that.
Stop.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to a new way of being hosted by Avatar Galactica and family on Love Talk Radio.
Yeah. So you want to play something?
Hmm?
You want to play something? What's the time anyway? Okay, so we can play this one.
Yeah.
Well, there's the rest planet and the siege.
If you think that you are safe,
every single time that an age of mankind has reigned all over this planet, different groups of masters of deception and their disciples of deceit have created empires to control the people in many lands through systems of religious and secular caste under different ideologies, including every one of their so-called democracies, so that they can steal most of the wealth of the earth and enslave and oppress all life forms that live and die on this planet. Who gives mankind the right to put a price on this planet's life, so that they can serve their greedy and selfish bottom line? How can a group of any kind weave its evil deeds from behind the shadows of their twisted secret societies to plunder and destroy life on planet Earth and expect their own species to survive such a shameless and total genocide? Planet Earth is under siege as a group of heartless men of might and greed slashes swiftly and cuts very deeply to try to bring this entire planet to its knees. Trillions of species are now once for cover, desperately looking for any kind of shelter to protect themselves from being mangled and devoured by the big, mean, profit-gouging, wrecking machine. The merchants of death are moving in for the kill as they recklessly plunder and ruthlessly devour everything in their sadistic and demonic power as part of their evil agenda to put this entire planet under. Not since the days of Noah have so many different races of brother beings known so much fear, anxiety, and desperation. And the beings that these masters of misery most attack are the ones who are less able or willing to fight back. Most of the plants and animals and other mortal beings who have shared this planet with the human race for many ages now have been driven completely out of existence by mankind's destructive and deadly agenda. even sacred matrimonies between human beings are now being deliberately destroyed, and the family is becoming a thing of the past. Sadly, even justice and integrity can now be bought and sold for a price in a world that is now run by money, greed, and lies. But this great rock will not go on for much longer, for this is the age of empowerment, and we each now have the power more than ever to pull together and find powerful and peaceful ways to make our government turn around and serve the greater good of all that lives and dies on this earth, or shut completely down. Planet Earth is under siege, my human brothers and sisters, and being held hostage by powerful regimes that let's see the truth. And most of you still don't even realize that you're being duped. A government that loses its humanity no longer has the integrity to govern responsibly, even in a democracy, for in its lack of compassion and absence of true sight, it becomes a danger to itself and endangers each of its inhabitants' spiritual and social health.
Okay,
can you bring me some tangerines, please?
Honey, come on, I'm going to... I was just telling you that... Yeah, nice to put it back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to A New Wave being hosted by Avatar Collector and Family on Blog Talk Radio. I can't even see the time. Let's see. While speaking to you, this person, government agent, military, took my stuff that they already destroyed some time ago. I mean, I bought these things for my own use, and they're destroying everything that I'm buying, not everything, but most things that I'm buying. And I have to look after myself and look after my family, and these people are jimmying everything that we do. Your government cannot afford to keep any more codes of silence, because I've broken all their codes of silence by speaking about what they've been doing. So there's no code of silence, except that the government does not want the people who are a part of it to speak about it, because they know very well that you will recognize that they were the criminals all along, and as if you don't know right now. That's one of the reasons they have the code of silence, to protect them so that they can do more damage until they kill you, and then they... code of silence will be lifted, if ever. This is what your government is into, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what you were helping to do damage to human beings and taking you to places to kill people. That's, you know, there are some things that I did not like about Muhammad Ali, but this is one of the things that I do like about him, that he preferred to go to jail than go and kill people like him. And that's what your government was trying to force him to do, and set him up to be locked up. And he's not supposed to be locked up if he did not want to do that. He's right not to do it. And your government cheated then too in the United States. And this is the kind of stuff that has been happening to people of color all over the place. And this has got to stop. The behavior of the men in your world smells really bad. And this is not an insult. This is something to let you know that you need to clean up your act. Your act is really something that is destroying the rights of other people. And not all men are like that. Though they're forcing other men to behave that way. And I've seen it done. You need to get your act together and stop allowing governments to do this to you. They don't have a right to do what you're allowing them to do. And wherever they got away with it in any other country shows that they are not supposed to be running anybody's lives. They need to start running their own lives and making sure that these kids are trained properly. Or they won't be looking to rape other children. And this goes for all the whole world and whatever is going on that is undermining other people's lives and their rights. These people are willing to destroy my body to get what they want. And that's what they've been doing. And my daughter's body too. My husband's also. They were telling me that he'll be dying sooner than I am. They were planning to kill him. And then when they saw that I was saving his life at different times, they decided that they were going to focus on me too. Again, I can't protect my family. They have a nerve. What? They've been trying to kill out my family for some time. And they've killed some of the members of my family. My brothers and my brother and a sister and, well, you know, the whole setup. And Canada is getting away with that. Why is Canada and the United States allowed to get away with this kind of behavior? And why they brought Mr. Trump to do the things that say the things that he's saying? Mr. Trump, evil is evil, and y'all are practicing that. And you know something? That is what is going to destroy your world. You will all be pulled under because you don't know how to behave. And you're getting ill not because you should be ill, but because you're doing too many evil things. You need to start thinking in a way in which brings people together, Mr. Trump. About the rights of others. Don't allow people to use you in a negative way. And don't use yourself in a negative way. Because you're not. And it's showing that you don't belong running a country if people see you doing this kind of stuff and they're making. Just give you the story about what happened, but not necessarily doing anything about changing it. No one has a right to take advantage of the inhabit beings of any sort or of all kinds. It's important that you make changes to accommodate a type of thinking and helpful thoughts and thinking for other people. And stop being greedy and gluttonous and blaming the people for what you have done. Something twisted enough to destroy their lives. You've killed many, and you've lied and blamed others too for it. And you use this, the military and others. So you think you're powerful enough to destroy everybody's lives. And you know something? The problem with that is sometimes you might be able to get away. Seeing all of you, and there are others who are looking themselves, and they want to see what's going to happen next. But if I were them, I would be coming out here and speaking and making sure that others are aware that they don't like what the government is doing. Systems have become, and they do not like the unfairness in the public. But many of you are too prejudiced. Really can't think straight, and you've also been conned, and you're now slaves. And you're trying to reduce other people to lower forms because you're not looking good at either, and that's where you've got to rest. Not your
to rob other people of their rights, to take action on how they single-handedly use all their ignorance, the ones from the past too, to destroy families and allowing them to come porn, forcing them into it too, giving them drugs that they don't even know about. And when they want to give you something strong enough to put you to sleep, take you in a room and then rape you, you don't even know what happened. And then they take you, you don't know that they, what they just did. This is a kind of people you're seeing today that are being trained to behave this way. Men behaving like dogs. Anything they want to hump on, they get to. That's not the way to live. Everything that are behaving like, looking like humans, we're behaving like rats. You need to start doing the things that will help all of you, everyone, to feel like winners. Stop turning good people into winners, into losers, sorry, and undermining their lives, because that's not a true winner. A true winner fights for their rights and do the right thing so that everyone will be able to have something to live by, so they'll feel safe and they would not feel threatened, like your government is threatening you all to death and shouting out to people from other countries that was born here that they better not come back because they're taking too long. What's wrong with your government? They've gone mad. If I were any of these people, I won't come back. And if any other country is doing the same thing, I won't go. I won't go there. I want nothing to do with countries that don't know how to treat people with respect and balance the treatment so that everyone can feel win-win. You want to tell people how to think, start with yourselves. And you will find much areas that need help, because many of you are behaving like you need some kind of help. You don't know how to see things straight. You're too busy watching people's business and looking to look down at other people for whatever they do. Jealousy is a hell of a thing.
This was here when I saw it happened over here and this over here. Interfering.
Another thing, your government said that they are not prejudiced against people having their own churches. Well, guess what they are? Because they've been interfering in my altar, birthing things, moving things, shifting things, stealing things. I mean, come on, what is wrong with your government? They have lost their minds. They think they own people, and the people that they don't own is showing them that they don't own them. It's not their right. And they need to get out of the way and allow the right. And stop threatening human beings and setting up people to take their lives bit by bit until they die. That's maniacal. You have people here doing whatever they want to this family while they pay rent. Shows that you're maniacal. I never expected that a country would allow human beings to be treated that way and just turn the other cheek or turn the face so they don't have to look. And these are the same people that the African men are going to sleep with, to marry, to have children. And one of them declared, oh, I have a nice light-skinned baby. Does that mean that you're going to wipe off? Some bad people. I think it's time for your government to start making changes and start doing the right thing, and we all need to deal with the truth and let the government know it.
If you think that you are safe,
every single time that an age of mankind has reigned all over this planet, different groups of masters of deception and their disciples of deceit have created empires to control the people in many lands through systems of religious and secular caste under different ideologies, including every one of their so-called democracies, so that they can steal most of the wealth of the earth and enslave and oppress all life forms that live and die on this planet. Who gives mankind the right to put a price on this planet's life, so that they can serve their greedy and selfish bottom line? How can a group of any kind weave its evil deeds from behind the shadows of their twisted secret societies to plunder and destroy life on planet Earth and expect their own species to survive such a shameless and total genocide? Planet Earth is under siege as a group of heartless men of might and greed slashes swiftly and cuts very deeply to try to bring this entire planet to its knees. Trillions of species are now running for cover, desperately looking for any kind of shelter to protect themselves from being mangled and devoured by the big, mean, profit-gouging, wrecking machine. The merchants of death are moving in for the kill as they recklessly plunder and ruthlessly devour everything in their sadistic and demonic power as part of their evil agenda to pull this entire planet under. Not since the days of Noah have so many different races of rebel beings known so much fear, anxiety, and desperation, and the feelings that these masters of misery most attack are the ones who are less able or willing to fight back. Most of the plants and animals and other mortal beings who have shared this planet with the human race for many ages now have been driven completely out of existence by mankind's destructive and deadly agenda. Even sacred matrimonies between human beings are now being deliberately destroyed, and the family is becoming a thing of the past. Sadly, even justice and integrity can now be bought and sold for a price in a world that is now run by money, greed, and lies. But this great wrath will not go on for much longer, for this is the age of empowerment, and we each now have the power more than ever to pull together and find powerful and peaceful ways to make our governments turn around and serve the greater good of all that lives and dies on this earth, or shut completely down. Planet Earth
is under siege. My human brothers and sisters, I'm being held hostage by powerful regimes. Let's speak the truth. And most of you still don't even realize that you're being duped. A government that loses its humanity no longer has the integrity to govern responsibly, even in a democracy. For in its lack of compassion and absence of true sight, it becomes a danger to itself and endangers each of its inhabitants' spiritual and social health.
Yeah. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.